Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
So what does a moment look like for Paul? Living in the moment. What does that mean? That means I'm here today. I can't deal with anything else but right now. And I am living between two natures. I've still got this old nature that wants to have its way. But the Lord has absolutely given me a new heart and a new life. And he wants me to learn how to live that out. So everything that I live for today is dealing with the simple issue of how do I act and how do I react? Now, who is it that lets stuff happen to us? Now, we know many times the devil is the agent, if you will. He's opposing us in every way. But could he do that if the Lord didn't authorize it? So who's the one we really need to consider when we're thinking about what happens to us every single day? Do we believe what we have said so many times, that in all things, God is at work? In all things, God is at work. What for? For our good. For our good. God has a loving purpose. So if God lets something happen in your day, other than everything, you know, butterflies flitting around and the sun shining and warm breezes and you know, all of that, all the good stuff, we like, in an earthly sense, we'd like things to happen that way. If God lets anything else happen to you that provokes your old nature, why did he do that? Why would God do something like that? But he does, doesn't he? And somehow that's for my good, not for my hurt or my harm. God wants to teach. Doesn't he want, what's the whole thing about? He wants to change us, doesn't he? To change us from what we were when he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He wants to take us from that person to a person who is able to stand before him in white, perfectly holy, separate from sin, completely delivered, ready to rule over, to have their part in the rule over a beautiful new creation. Boy, has he got a job. Because when we think about even you and me today, I wonder how many this morning have run into circumstances that caused you to react in your old nature. Well, who arranged that circumstance? See, God is going to do whatever it takes to teach us his ways, to help us to recognize our nature and make choices that are in harmony with his purpose. But of course, it's not just about the choices that we make and how we react in the moment, although it is that. But God's purpose is not just about, well, okay, one day it'll all, we have a purpose right now. God has put us in here for a reason. He has a plan for your life and for mine, and that plan involves his life being expressed through ours instead of our life being reacting to everything that happens to us. And so, while God is going to take us all the way to make us rulers, in the meantime, he's trying to make us soldiers, warriors, who are able to be so tuned into what he wants that that is the thing that takes precedence in our hearts and in our lives. Oh boy, does he have a job? But he wants us to understand this so that we can, in faith, reach out to him and say, oh God, help me to live in this moment and find rest and hope. Now, You know, there are all kinds of pictures of what the Christian life is supposed to be about. And we hear about things like rest and peace and joy and hope, and somehow that conjures up in our minds, oh boy, nothing bad's going on. This is wonderful. Is it that way? Does our rest, our joy, our peace, all of those spiritual virtues, does that truly depend upon circumstances being to our liking? And yet that's how we often act and react, isn't it? So God's teaching us. And you see that in Paul, because he certainly went through some deep waters. But he came to understand why things happened in his life. And in, you know, we often have talked about the thorn in the flesh. I won't go into the details, but basically there was something difficult and he didn't understand why, and he sought God about it, and God finally helped him to understand, I had to do this because you're in danger of being proud. And I've given you a job, and you can't do that job if pride gets in the way. There's not a single person here that doesn't have things in our lives that flow from our old nature that God has to deal with if he's going to let the new nature come through us. And what's the purpose of the new nature? Is it just so somebody can say, wow? Or does God want to use you as a channel of life to help other people, so the focus of your life is not on you, but it's on other people? Wow, is that a 180 from human nature? And so God is going to put us through in the moments of our lives. God is going to teach us and help us. I thought of one scripture that I'll turn to briefly. I think it's been used, all of these have been used many times, but beginning of 2 Corinthians, see if I can find it here. Paul is writing to encourage the believers as always. But he talks about verse 8, and 8 through 8 and 9, I think, is what I'm going to focus on. And he writes to them and he says, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Oh, that sounds like a glorious, wonderful life of joy and peace. And do you think maybe the Lord wants us to see things in such a way that we can enjoy peace even when those things happen? Yeah. See, if we really see through God's eyes why things happen, and that God really does love us, does have a purpose in everything that happens, can we not learn how to cooperate with that and see past it? And instead of reacting to that, we can say, thank you, Lord, I know you have a reason, and I know if whatever I need to understand, you're going to help me understand. Okay? So how did this one work out? Great pressure, despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Do you see the secret of living in the moment? Even in the midst of this, Paul had a sense, God, you love me. There's a reason for this. And you're teaching me something that I didn't even realize about myself, that how much I rely on myself. I thought I could handle stuff, and here you put me in a situation I can't handle. Why would you do that? And the Lord helped him to understand, I did this because I don't want you relying on yourself. I want you relying on me. Because if you're relying on yourself, you're going to feel all cocky and think that you're something, and you're going to put yourself out there, and it won't be me, it'll be you. So I've got to take you down to where it can be me in you. Now, how do you think Paul felt about that? Did he say, well, okay, I don't like it, but I guess it'll have to be that way. No. Paul was rejoicing. He understood. And so he goes on. And he says, he has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. So this was not an ongoing, everyday experience where he was in deadly peril. It's just something that in a season, God put him through that. But he realized there's a reason, on whom we have set our hope, and that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Everything that happens to you and happens to me affects other people. It affects the body of Christ. And God wants us to be connected together, tuned into his purpose, living by faith, focused on him and his purpose, and we will absolutely have life that will flow one to another, and we will grow together and become all that God wants us to be. That's involved pretty much in living in the moment, isn't it? Is that what your life is about this morning? A lot to think about, isn't it? But the Lord is wanting to teach us. None of this is, okay, well, why aren't you all the way there yet? Well, Paul wasn't there either. He was still learning. See, it's not about, I've got to get to the goal or else and I can't be happy. We can have joy in the moment because we're on track, we're growing, we're learning. He's not requiring more of us than he's brought us to at that point. But, oh, we need to be tuned in, don't we? What are you living for? You see what Paul was living for, okay? But now how about backing up to verse 3? Because it leads into what he talks about. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort. This is the same God who just sent him through all that. Okay? The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, not someday after the fact. Okay, look back, see that. Paul experienced a comfort and a strength in the midst of what was going on. You think maybe if we could be tuned in enough to understand that God always loves us, regardless of what is happening, that he wants to teach us how to act and react, to learn how to react with the new nature and not the old one, and maybe we can actually see his purpose in it and have joy in the midst of it in spite of what's going on and how we don't like it naturally, but we can let go and let God have his way as we sing in the chorus. All right. Who comforts us in all our troubles, in them. Why? So that we can comfort those in any trouble. How? With the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.